the best new music of the week.
We love music.
Music 2011 with Richard Kingsmill.
Triple J.
Best new music of the week, 2011 on Triple J.
Okay, online from Portland, Oregon, I got Ruben from, who used to be with the Minchicks, but now he's got the Unknown Mortal Orchestra album out, and that's his new project, and Ruben's online with us right now. G'day, Ruben, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Listen, this record, when I got it, I immediately fell in love with it and I featured it over the course of one of my programs and played three tracks from it. It's a short record, but it's a great record. There's not a lot of fat in here. Just the first question is, it only runs for 30 minutes. Have you got a lot more material for Unknown Mortal Orchestra, or basically is this it?
That was just like the best of what I'd been working on for about 2 or 3 months. And I don't know, I like short records, and I just thought it would be cool to not include anything that I wasn't really 100% about. So I was really proud of everything that went on the record, and I thought it has the very, very best of it. And then save whatever was left, maybe like rework the songs that I thought were good but weren't ready for the next record or something.
Yeah, sure. So did you do all of this material literally over the space of about 2 or 3 months?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, that's pretty quick. Do you usually work that quick?
Yeah, I mean, kind of put out a record a year since sort of about 2003 or something like that. So I just like it like that. I don't like to spend too long on a record, and I seem to be able to write songs when I sit down. So
yeah. I know this project has grown into a band, and I think at the moment it's pretty much a trio, but the recording and the album that we're listening to, is this mostly you playing on it?
Yeah, there's some drum samples mixed up with drums that I played, but mostly it's just me borrowing people's basements and working in my living room and stuff like that.
And just piecing it together yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, let's talk about the evolution from the Minchicks into Unknown Mortal Orchestra. Now, as far as I understand it, towards the end of the Minchicks' career, you guys actually left New Zealand and went to live in Portland. Is that right?
Yeah. We were on tour in the States, and we really liked it here when we came through. And I don't know, I just thought it was a really cool place, and I never really had the desire to go to New York or LA or anything like that, but the idea of coming to Portland seemed really exciting, so we came here and worked on a record and did a bunch of shows and stuff like that.
So what happened after that?
We were living together for ages, and we'd been in the band for so long. It was basically me and my brother were just burnt out with each other. We couldn't really work together anymore. It was a little bit too stressful. I decided that I was going to leave the band and come back to Portland. I wasn't really going to do music, but I just thought I wanted to live here, and I thought there'd be a lot of different things that I could do.
So what happened to the rest of the band? Did the rest of the band decide to quit living in the States and moved back to New Zealand?
My brother Cody, who was the singer in the Minchicks, he's back in New Zealand at the moment, and so is Michael, who played bass in the Minchicks, and the drummer is still here in Portland, and he's doing animation stuff.
Right, okay. And you said you wanted to continue living in Portland but not necessarily stay in the music industry. What sort of things were you going to do outside of music?
Just like try and do illustration or something to do with art. I was thinking something visual would be cool. Sort of doing music as a hobby, and then suddenly felt I had all the stuff that I wanted to put on a record for myself. Started working on it in my spare time.
Okay, how did you feel about it? Did you start to get excited again?
Yeah, I mean, I liked the record, but I wasn't very ambitious about it, not really telling anyone I was doing it.
Yeah, well, the evolution of it becoming just basically something in your own head and working on at home to basically sharing it with the world was pretty quick, because as far as I understand it, you whacked up a song on your Bandcamp page, and within a few days, is it true that Pitchfork kind of picked it up and started spreading it around the world?
Yeah, well, like, I put it on Bandcamp because I thought that it would be cool to meet up with other people. I thought maybe there are other people that made these kind of records in their bedrooms, and maybe I could find a little community or something of people, like a little nerdy community. I had this idea, and then I checked Bandcamp and there was a huge spike on it, and it was all coming from Pitchfork and a bunch of other blogs. And then I Google searched the name. It was kind of all over the internet. It was hundreds of blogs in the first 24 hours it posted it. And then I started getting contact by labels and all this kind of stuff, just over one song that I'd posted.
And this is the song Funny Friends?
Yeah, yeah.
How surprising was that for you?
It was quite shocking. I kind of couldn't believe it. And I just ignored everybody for a couple of days because it was a little bit too much for me to handle at the time. But I got excited for sure because I was getting contacted by XL and Matador and all these kind of labels that I really love. And then after a couple of weeks of sort of thinking through it and being quite pretty obscure, I didn't tell anyone who I was or anything. Even at the beginning, I didn't tell any labels what my name was or anything like that. I was kind of being weird about it because I wasn't really sure, because I sort of started this other life and I was making enough money to live on, and I was enjoying just being, you know, catching the bus to work in the morning, listening to records, listening to my iPod on the bus, and like having this like quiet life. And then, you know, all of a sudden all this stuff started happening, so I had to kind of make a decision about whether I was going to grab the opportunity or not. And then once I decided I was going to do it, everything kind of turned into a roller coaster.
Yeah, and how do you feel about it now? Do you regret the decision, or are you still happy with it?
I still don't know. I haven't had that much time off since the beginning of the year, but I've got 3 weeks off right now, which is the most time I've had off. And once I was sort of had calmed down and stuff from being on tour, I started working on the second record. So I guess that must mean I want to do music.
Well, absolutely. If you've been back in the studio, that's great news. So how much of that second record have you finished?
It's not. I haven't recorded anything because I have I'm just making demos at the moment. I have a lot of songs, actually. I was sort of thinking about making a double record or something, like self-indulgent like that. But I was thinking, like, maybe using a producer, and I have a dream producer in mind. But if I can't get this particular person, then I'll just probably make the record myself. But can't really say who that is at the moment because it's sort of all up in the air at the moment. But
Have you actually made any contact with that dream producer?
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. I just have to meet the person and see if we hit it off.
Yeah, but I take it it's kind of like one of your heroes.
Yeah.
Which it can always be a dangerous thing, especially in the music industry. You can grow up listening and admiring someone and then you meet them and then things can fall apart and it's all ruined.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I kind of had that experience enough times now that I don't really expect it to be good when I meet one of my heroes. So we'll see how it goes. I just really think it would be cool to work with somebody like that.
This is 2011 with Richard Kingsmill.
Triple J.
I'm speaking to Ruben from Unknown Mortal Orchestra. He's online from his home in Portland, Oregon in the States. Originally, he was with the Mint Chicks, a New Zealand band. Listen, before I talk about influences, just reflecting on something you just said before, when all the labels contacted you and you sort of weren't sure whether you wanted to reveal who you were or not, that must have been pretty awkward. Did the labels think you were a bit of a freak, a bit of a nut job?
I think people were expecting it a little bit because I didn't have any information on the internet or anything, so people didn't really know anything about it. So when I was being, and I think the whole point of being secretive was so that I could decide what I was going to do without getting drawn back into the music industry, just in case I didn't want to do it. And I don't know, I suppose at the beginning I was scared of people, like Mint Chicks fans, being angry at me for doing music outside of the Mint Chicks or something, or it not being as good as the Mint Chicks or something.
Has that happened at all?
No, I haven't found that. I find Mint Chicks fans are really, really into it, and they're just glad that there's some more music coming out. And I think people that really like the Mint Chicks seem to think that whatever they liked about the Mint Chicks is still intact.
Yeah. Has Cody, your brother, had much of a chance to listen to this record?
Yeah, well, the funny thing was he heard it on university radio station in New Zealand last year. Somebody started playing it, and he got into the band before he knew it was me. And my dad, I told my dad about it after a while because I started to put together a band, and I told him that these labels had been contacting me to tell about what was happening, and then Cody was playing the music on his laptop in at my dad's place and with a friend of his, and they were going on and on about how good it was, and then Cody was getting really excited about it, and then Dad came out of his bedroom and was sort of said, this is Ruben.
That is such a great story. What did your brother do? What did Cody say after that?
Well, he just he emailed me and was really excited, and he said he was playing it in his car every day and stuff like that, which is really cool. I think it might have been like weird if I'd said, hey, this is some music I've been working on. He might have been a little bit more competitive, but it was sort of like really good to get that response that he really liked it without him knowing that it was me.
Yeah, absolutely. What a, you know, and for him to sort of really admire it and like it without knowing that his brother was playing it is really terrific. Listen, we haven't got much time, Ruben. I just wanted to touch on the influences of what Unknown Mortal Orchestra are kind of doing. It's funny, I know it's kind of rooted in a lot of 70s music. The main one I hear is actually Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, right. Yeah, I listen to that a lot. I listen to particularly Stand a lot. I really like how he does guitar solos with his mouth, like he sings guitar solos.
Yeah, but the Sly, the production of some of those late 60s, early 70s Sly records just had this really weird, otherworldly vibe to it, which I kind of got reminded of when I heard this record from you. Are those production techniques easy or are they quite hard to pull off?
I just kind of hear it in my head, and then I tried out a bunch of stuff that wasn't sort of authentic. I didn't have the right like vintage equipment or anything. I just bought a bunch of tape players and was messing around with all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of different recording techniques, and I mixed the whole thing on my laptop. I don't know, I had this idea of what I wanted it to sound like, and I just kept experimenting until I kind of got it.
And did you get it in the end, do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm really happy with the record. I'm really proud of it. So I still listen to it and stuff. And I'm trying to make sure that the second record feels like that, even though I know that people are going to hear it and stuff. Because I didn't know anyone was going to hear the record, which is a really good thing. Because I didn't know, I just wasn't scared of what anyone thought, and it just didn't occur to me that anyone would hear it. So the second record I'm going to have to make, knowing that people are going to hear it, which is like quite different.
Yeah, well, look, this is a terrific record, as I said before. Ruben, look forward to seeing you in Australia towards the end of this year. We're going to go out with another track from the Unknown Mortal Orchestra album right now. This one is called How Can You Love Me, and thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
Best New Music of the Week, 2011 on Triple J.